For he is good. His love endures forever. Amen. It's usually best if it's unexpected. A card arrives in the mail. Someone leaves a little something on your desk. It's an email or a text from somebody you haven't seen in a while. Whatever the form of communication, someone is letting you know, maybe even a bit to your surprise, the impact you have had on their life and the fact that they are grateful for the role you've played in their life. Perhaps even a gift is part of the expression, or an offer of something supportive, encouraging. It's always a good thing. Of course, there are those opportunities on the other end of that spectrum of giving thanks, where you know you've done something, you've been the giver, but you're not sure what kind of a difference it's made. And maybe a mutual friend or a family member kind of plays the role of mediator and sidles up to you one day and just kind of whispers to you, that really was a big deal. That really made a difference. Maybe you have not really figured that out yet. Maybe they've had a hard time telling you. But trust me, they really are appreciative. Have you been on both ends of that spectrum yourself? Have you wondered at times what you've done for others, if it has been appreciated? Have you always been the best advocate for those who have made a difference in your life? When you hear the general public talk about Thanksgiving, every once in a while, the late night shows or some other media means will put in front of us the man on the street type interviews asking questions about Thanksgiving traditions and maybe even the history of Thanksgiving itself and where it started and what you're supposed to do. And you discover through many of those exercises that a lot of people have no idea what this is really supposed to be all about. Oh, it's about thanking the people around you. You know, the way that the Indians were thanked by the pilgrims, you know. Only if you read the history on that particular subject, it was the other way around. The pilgrims invited the Indians to join in their bounty because God had been so gracious to them. It wasn't about the kind of interpersonal acknowledgement that so many will try to make this weekend about. Now, if there's something on your mind and your heart that in the next few days as you interact with relatives maybe that you haven't seen for a while or those close proximity moments of a holiday lead you to desire to say thank you to them about something, don't stop. Don't not do it. Have at it. It's an appreciated thing. But when you think of the spectrum of ways to give thanks to God, what's the best way to do it? It's a question worthy asking, isn't it? How does God want us to give thanks to Him? He's blessed us so abundantly. We have so many reasons. Salvation itself. A certain hope of heaven through Jesus living and dying and rising. His promise of ongoing blessing, providence and protection. He's proven himself worthy of our thanks. Well, if we were to study the word cover to cover, We'd find many different ways that we're encouraged to demonstrate thanksgiving toward our God. But I think if we were to take them all and take all the pieces and parts and try to water it down, boil it down to a summary, we'd end up with a seasonal response for the day. Give thanks to the Lord. Call on His name. Make known among the nations what He has done. Psalm 105, the very first verse. We use that seasonal response often during the year because it's the general verse for morning praise, the matins liturgy. And that instruction seems so basic. Give thanks to the Lord. Well, we do that. We do it often. Table prayers, quoting a different psalm. So many of us, the words just trip off our lips. We'll give thanks to the Lord. He is good. His mercy, His love endures forever. But there are many ways to do that. Certainly our intentional expressions of thanks in worship would qualify. The offerings we place at the foot of the altar in response to all of the blessings God has given us qualify. Call on His name in moments of crisis, in moments of need, in moments of challenge, in moments of loss, in moments of joy and pleasure and victory. Calling on God's name, calling on the Lord and acknowledging the role that He has played in these things is a way of thanking Him. How do you go about that? Do the people around you know how appreciative you are of everything that God has done for you? Do they know how appreciative you are of your spouse and the things they do for you? Do they know how appreciative you are of them as co-workers or neighbors or friends and the blessing that they bring to your life? All of those things would be good, but let's take it a step further. Do you see opportunities in your life to acknowledge the good things that are yours that you understand differently than the general population around you because you are a child of God? In preparing for this devotion this week, I was thinking a bit on how I realized that I could make quite a list of people that from the time I was growing up into my adult life in interacting with my parents, that I knew how appreciative they were of the things they did for them. Doctors, certainly, and other professionals that were a blessing to their lives, but also generous relatives and friends. And you could make a list, a memorable list of things I can recall over decades and decades of time that stick with me because of the expression of generations of my family talking about someone esteemed for some amazing thing that they did. And it got me wondering. I wonder if my family, my children, have things that come to mind. Is it any of you? Because I don't know that I express myself that openly in regard to the things I'm thankful for. But it's a worthy examination of our lives. The things that we truly appreciate, the things that are valuable to us, that are big blessings that we count on and build our lives around, especially when they come in the package of other human beings impacting our lives? Are we making the effort to make sure they know that they're appreciated? And if we're getting better at that, why not let that be a guide to our giving thanks to our God? Because when we turn our attention and make our lists of the things that He has done for us, raises the bar quite a bit, doesn't it? Give thanks to the Lord, call on His name, make known among the nations what He has done. So tomorrow, go out and buy a ticket to Zimbabwe or Paraguay or Taiwan, because you've got to make the nations know. No. It's about everyday life. Certainly, it's about our offerings and our support of missionaries proclaiming the gospel throughout the world. That is an excellent expression of our thanks to God. But this making known among the nations what He has done is an exceptionally personal thing in the original presentation of it. It's a day by day, circumstance by circumstance, relationship by relationship, acknowledgement and expression of who our God is and all that He has done. It's simple. It's practical. And yet it can be so hard because we know that it will set us apart. But think about that for a moment. What easier way could you come up with to introduce the idea of your faith in God, your trust of Jesus Christ, your hope of eternal salvation, than your gratitude? Demonstrating your gratitude, your continuing thanks to your Creator, Savior, God for giving you a beautiful day, for giving you another day of health, for giving you another year of employment. Start making the list. It can be exceptionally long and yet so simple. That your expression of thanks and your leading others to consider the source of all of these things may be the very opportunity and the window that God gives you to share your understanding of the gospel, your understanding of God's goodness and love. Give thanks to the Lord. Call on His name. Live your faith, express your faith, and make known among the nations what He has done for you, for them, for all eternity. Amen.